Rise and shine, St. Louis. It's the Ryan Kelly Morning After with Tim McKernan, Jimmy the Cat Hayes, and Doug Vaughn. It's time to start your day off right. Now here's Tim, Jim, and Doug, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
7:06 in St. Louis, you're listening to the Ryan Kelly Morning After, 590 The Fan, KFNS, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios. Timothy Michael McKernan, Jimmy the Cat Hayes, Douglas Sullivan Vaughn with you on the program. It's the Design Air Heating and Cooling 7 o'clock hour. Design Air donating 2% of all sales from our audience to Three Little Birds for Life. DesignAirService.com. Design Air is the number one train dealer in the Midwest. It's hard to stop a train. Larry Nickel with us today. Derek Gould with us, and former Blues goalie and now Predators studio analyst Chris Mason with us here on the Ryan Kelly Morning After. That's what we have for you here on today's radio program. Doug, did you hear the new intro voice?
I did. I hadn't heard that before.
Who was that?
Who was that?
I don't know.
Just a really welcoming, friendly voice.
Well,
that's right.
Welcome back to you, sir.
Oh, well, thanks.
It's been a while.
Yeah, changed the open while I was away.
Well, we hope you approve.
Yeah, it sounded nice.
We want you to be happy.
We have a new voiceover.
That's right.
Artist.
Yeah, station ownership wanted to make a change to the voice.
Yeah.
So that there were a number of them, actually. And I think, do we have some of these? We do.
We have some other announcements.
Right. Hold on a second. What was that? Are you playing like Start Me Up? Was that Rolling? I felt like we're playing Name That Tune.
I think
was it Start Me Up, Rolling Stones?
The show before left Spotify on, of course.
Oh, sounds like. Wow.
Just that last
thing. I agree with you.
Game time.
Wow.
Attention to detail. That's what radio is. Right. Anyways, we have them ready.
Attention to detail. That's what radio is. Yes, indeed. I couldn't tell you what the hell I'm going to be saying 30 seconds from now. Mm-hmm. But yes, the attention to detail is critical. When we started 920, Doug, that was August 1st, 2013. But it was a process of a few months, because when you do a good deal, it usually takes time to put it together.
Mm-hmm.
And so you kind of analyze all of the options on the table, then you work out a deal, and then you leave, especially if you know something isn't going in the right direction.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
And so we were analyzing this back in 2013, and so I wasn't bullish, and maybe I was wrong, that the 590, the man, 1380, the woman thing was going to work out. And so my thought process was, well, if I know something's going to go out of business, I might need to make sure that I drop the lifeboat into the ocean and escape the Titanic.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we did in 2013. And when we did that, we started a radio station. Now, I personally don't have a whole lot of desire to own and or operate a radio station. But because when we were doing the deal with 920, we had to take all the programming or none of the programming. And so that's how we wound up operating a whole radio station, even though we didn't own it. We bought all 24 hours a day from Bert Kaufman over at 920. He's a very nice man.
Oh, God.
So anyway, we had to do all these things that I never even thought of, such as get a voiceover guy. Andy Hanselman was the voiceover guy. Now, if you recall, and a lot of our listeners have been with us for a very long time. Some of our listeners are new because of the podcasting. And so I realize you wouldn't be around 4 years ago, many of you, especially the 20-somethings. But the biggest controversy when we started 920 was Andy Hanselman.
Really?
Yeah. Now then, Jack Clark and Albert Pujols had a way of taking away from that about
stole the spotlight.
5 days later.
I don't even recall that.
But for the first five days, that was really the focal point, is the voiceover guy. And I thought to myself internally, while this is annoying, because I know in the whole scheme of things, it's irrelevant, it's a good sign that that's what people are focusing on, because in the whole scheme of things, it's immaterial.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then I said 5 days later, I'll help release. But right now, there's a lot of anger. Some of it's directed toward me, because of the change in who is handling the intros, which even though this time I had nothing to do with it, I still would say the same thing that I said in August of 2013, which is, in the whole scheme of things, is irrelevant.
Yeah.
But at the same time, maybe that's hypocritical, because I used to listen to Howard Stern all the time, and then they switched their voiceover person, and I haven't listened since.
That was
because
it for
of
you.
The voiceover.
Because of the voiceover person. Well, it just got me angry.
Well, you're a man of principle.
Thank you, sir.
And with Andy, he was an acquired taste. I think initially there was some pushback, and then I think people grew to enjoy his intros, and they got to meet him at some of the live events.
Well, he will still be doing the TMA live.
He's a great American,
sure.
What he is.
Yes. And the voiceover part at the beginning of the show, it only lasts like 10 seconds.
Yeah, but it's enough to get people to bail on the show after 13 years.
Doug, you've been in this business, what, 10, 11 years?
About that.
That sets the whole scene for the show.
So that's the most important part. The most important part of the presentation is the 10-second introduction of the show.
Yeah, you're starting to get it.
Okay. Well, attention to detail is what radio is all about.
You need a duck, a deer, and a dandy.
Deer Dork Dick. Deer Dork Dick, is that what it is? Deer Dork Dick?
That's what the fella told us.
I think to reflect our current society,
oh, a dandy?
A dandy in there.
I like that. I do like the word dandy.
Yeah.
One of us is going to have to be the dandy today.
All right, I'll be the dandy. Right. That just means a nice guy?
Right.
All right.
Someone who's kind of fancy and doesn't mind showing themselves off, that's all.
Okay. Well, that's me.
That's you.
I'm neat people.
Did you say I'm neat people?
Mm-hmm.
I like that. I like that. That's so random, but so wonderful all at the same time.
All right.
Hey, Brother Hebert, Doug, I don't know if you saw it. He is back as the sponsor of the fan page this week. Kevin Hebert, Liberty Mutual Insurance. There's that picture of me, Familia, and Brother Hebert there. And the Plowhawk looks like he's pledging allegiance, but no, he's just holding a dart. It's right there on the fan page.
Is he doing both? It's possible he's doing both.
No. You're right.
Have you ever pledged allegiance while holding a smoke?
No, because usually I'm at a sporting event when I'm doing the Pledge of Allegiance, or in high school, both cigarettes aren't acceptable. So, no, I have not.
Do they still do the pledge today in school?
I'm sure.
I don't think they do at a lot of places.
Oh, right, really?
I don't think so anymore.
I guess we didn't do it in high school. We did it in grade school, at least for a good part of it, I remember.
Yeah, I did it all through grade school.
Tillman
and Crestwood Elementary, both. But that was more than 10 years ago. But I still remember standing there with my hand over my heart, reciting the Pledge of Allegiance.
I've been listening to this show for 10 years. Bring back Andy.
All right, done.
See, Doug, what you have to understand is I realize you're not on the fan pin.
No.
And you do not even have the text inbox open.
Uh-uh.
So you don't see. But I'm just telling you, this is a thing.
That 10-second intro. Could we play it again, maybe? Because it was the first time that I'd heard it.
Yeah, you need to study it a little.
Yeah, we need to study
it. Do you have it at your disposal? Ladies and gentlemen, the Plow Predator, Blues and Predators tomorrow night. Chris Mason will join us at 9:20. He'll break it down. Get you ready for the game. It's a 7 o'clock start, more like 7:15. Go ahead.
Okay. Rise and shine, St. Louis. It's the Ryan Kelly Morning After with Tim McKernan, Jimmy the Cat Hayes, and Doug Vaughn. It's time to start your day off right. Now here's Tim, Jim, and Doug. Live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
No. Well, it's more like 15 seconds.
So now you understand why people are...
It has taken on a broader role.
It sounds good, but I do get the feeling that if she ever listened to the show, she would hate it, whoever this person is.
Right.
Right? There's a certain disdain in her voice.
Now,
I sense it.
I believe yesterday, Frank heard it for the first time. And I don't know what his reaction was. Do we have that reaction?
No. I mean, I have the mashup of the voiceover demos. I don't have the initial Frank reaction to his new open.
Right, right.
Do you want to play the mashup?
I mean, yeah. It's not my show. I mean,
but I mean, you did put it together, and you did play it for me earlier. Like
Swope makes mashups, Doug, in his various shows.
Now all of a sudden, you're backing away from like I had nothing.
It's not my responsibility, not my call.
Well, just play it. You're a part of the show.
Yeah, mi familia. Mi familia.
I don't like the term mashup.
All right,
Swope named it that.
It's a montage.
Listen to one of his shows.
That's why.
It's a montage.
The Morning After with Tim McKernan, Doug Vaughn, and Jimmy the Cat Hayes.
Welcome to the Hollywood Casino Press Box with your host, Frank Cusimono.
The Morning After.
Cusimono.
With Tim McKernan, Doug Vaughn, and Jimmy.
Jimmy the Cat Hayes.
Now, here is Frank Cusimano.
Good morning after with Tim McKernan, Doug Vaughn, and Jimmy the Cat Hayes.
This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano.
The Morning After with Tim McKernan.
Where do you see the K? Where do you see the O?
Tim McKernan. Were these things they submitted as possible?
I believe so.
Voices?
I believe. How did we get these anyway? Did Dave Green send these to you, Seamaster? Is that how it worked? I believe so. Seamaster's listening to Bernie again. I'll check with him at 10:05.
Tim McKernan and Frank Cusimano.
Kimono. Isn't that something that the Japanese wear when they're about to dine?
Well, I don't know if they're about to die. But...
No. About to dine.
Oh, dine. Okay. Yeah. Well, I think that is it. But...
Yep.
I suppose if you mispronounce the names, you probably don't get the gig. But the woman did get the gig.
She did.
And the one, the big deep voice, that was a voice of CBS Sports there for a while, wasn't it?
Vern Lundquist?
No, I mean one of the voiceover voices. It's
a Morning After with Tim McKernan.
I like that a lot.
I kind of do myself.
He just messed with a broadcast hero. His career is over.
He doesn't know what he's done. He does not know what he's done. No. And Frank didn't like his name pronounced wrong?
That's what I hear tell. I didn't hear the reaction. I believe it exists.
You want me to go grab it?
Sure. Be wonderful. Iggy, Seamaster's pointing, but nothing's up. This is what I see on my...
I think it'd be kind of neat if we were all introduced with our names mispronounced.
It'd be, it would be kind of...
How could they mispronounce yours? Unless you were Doe Vaughn.
Yeah, that could be.
Apparently we do. Seymour sent it, so we can play it if you'd like.
Doug, you go.
Now, here is Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
Obviously, this woman's a big fan of my work. Frank Cusimano. Cusimano with you.
So anyway, what I'm telling you is, to us, we didn't even notice. Now, I was aware that they were making, because I knew that they were making a switch from Andy to a new voiceover person. That became a thing to get a new voiceover person. But... I didn't hear that Frank's name had been mispronounced.
Now, the deep voice guy didn't get it, so he's not part of it? Or is that part of a package that we'll hear different voices from time to time? Does anyone know this? Anyone know?
A Morning After with Tim McKernan.
He's even got like the sounders going, but what he did, Doug, was he inserted a K where there was no K. There's just not.
Well, maybe it was misspelled to him when he received the email.
Plowboy's Laugh is brought to you by the Post Sports Bar and Grill. It's a 7 o'clock hour brought to you by Design Air Heating and Cooling. Online at designair.com. They're donating 2% of all sales from our audience to Three Little Birds for Life. Designairservice.com. Number one train deal in the Midwest. It's hard to stop a train. Larry Nichols, 7:45. Derek Gould, 8:30. Chris Mason at 9:20. That's what we have for you here in this radio program. Think about it.
Okay.
That deep voice guy sounded like one of those guys who did the liners for like the Red Hot FM rocker. Flame throwing, nose hair picking, armpit spraying.
You spray
flame
armpits?
97.
Yeah, I've heard that voice many times before. And to think that he's auditioning for a gig here is exciting.
Then he dropped a McKernan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
End of story.
A Morning After with Tim McKernan.
Guys, I don't know if you're aware of it, but Jason Barrett has just released his next podcast, Salutations Across the Nation. Everyone will tell you we have to get better at pronouncing the host's name as voiceover host.
Salutations across the nation.
It's an interesting business.
When you say interesting, you mean what?
Well, I mean interesting. You never know what might happen.
Dodgers.
That was one of the real heavy hitters in the business. It's one of the best right there. Makes millions doing that.
Tim, I'm pretty sure that the new voiceover person is a cyborg. It's from Mae Young's newborn hand, who's sideways with Iggy, Doug. I'm starting to figure out all, like I said, it's like when the FBI puts together one of those, like, mafia boards and who's in business with whom.
Mae Young's one of those big, they put the pictures
up. And then there's, like,
Consigliere.
He did that in Godfather 2.
He's got a beef with Vinny the Chin.
Yes. Well, Mae Young's newborn hand and Iggy are definitely sideways. I'm starting to follow it.
Sideways with a lot of people lately for some reason.
Why is that, you think?
I don't know.
You know what, Iggy? I'll tell you why. Because life has ups and downs. You just roll with it, baby.
Oh, I do, buddy.
It doesn't faze you. I know that. You know what Iggy did? Iggy's a kind-hearted guy.
What?
Yesterday, we were talking about our favorite fast food burgers. And while it wasn't number one on my list, I said, let's be honest. You get a Whopper with cheese, you're doing okay. People like to make fun of the Burger King. That's a good burger. This guy offers me Burger King coupons this morning. Thank you, Iggy.
What a gentleman.
They came in the mail. And so I saw him and I said, well, a free Whopper if you buy one. Maybe Cat will want this. I brought him in.
You don't eat at Burger King yourself?
Oh, he's going there tonight, he said.
Well, I very rarely eat fast food, but I'm with Cat. I like the charbroiled taste. I cook every night. I don't eat
crap.
Yeah,
we said it.
Oh, that's right.
Doug, please turn up Jimmy the Kitty Hayes' mic. It's from Nenzi.
All right, Kitty.
How's Plowboy, this is coming in kind of regularly now.
I just look at the meters, man. That's the most accurate to me. I don't have a radio in front of me, so the meters are my radio.
I think the radio's fine. I think it's one streaming platform. Doug, we have a number of platforms.
Seems like it. I don't really like the term platform.
And so I think one of them, the levels are off for some reason. What an odd thing. But I don't know. Like, why would it be completely fine, like, everywhere but one place? I don't know. I'm just telling you what.
Well, say something now, Kitty. Let's check out the mic.
Well, I don't like that you just called me Kitty. It seemed like you were starting trouble right
now. No, that sounds better.
What about Kitty K from BBC? Kitty K.
I don't know what that is. That's fine.
She's a BBC host.
You were the guy that stuck the cat on me many years ago. No basis in reality,
right,
except for the fact that Johnny the Cat Layton was your dad's
friend,
and you lack creativity.
He owned the building. He owned the building.
Yeah.
8045 Big Ben, Jack.
But I have been trying to talk closer to the mic because it was brought up yesterday that sometimes I do the gangster lean.
Gangster lean. Guys, the streaming audio levels are fine. That's from Weezer.
All right. Thank you, Weezy.
The TuneIn app sounds great. That's from the 314.
So we got that going for us. Attention to detail is the most important thing.
Well, the best way to check my levels is when I sing. There's no business like show business. There's no business I know. How'd that sound, Plowsy? All right?
Levels appear to be fine.
They're good.
Yeah. All right, then.
All right, now we can move on to the next hot take, Doug. What do you got? Some about the Predators disparaging them?
No, I don't want to disparage this Predator Club just yet. We ought to wait for a game or two, don't you think?
Nope. I think you just assail them now while the getting's good. Make fun of Forsberg or that Pecorine.
Well, I don't like this Predators bunch, especially that Pecorine and that Forsberg. The deuce of them can just take a hike as far as I'm concerned.
Nice take.
I don't like their chances.
Nice take again.
I think they'll go down badly. I think maybe four games. Boy, this Predator bunch, I don't know about them.
So you're predicting a Blues sweep?
Well, I guess I just did.
Careful with that. Careful with that, because when I had an interview with Edmondson during a Cardinals game, and I said the Blues go for the sweep tomorrow night, blah, blah.
Yeah, you kind of got held accountable a little bit.
I was held accountable by the Game Time boys and by folks on Twitter saying that because I said they go for the sweep. I didn't say they will sweep. I didn't ask him about a sweep. I just said they go for the sweep tomorrow night, and I had jinxed it.
It was such a big factor when they got out there on the ice and started playing.
Thank you for saying it.
They all remember.
So that was on me.
Yeah, it was a huge, huge factor once the game starts to play.
Well, luckily, they were able to still win the series.
Yeah,
they overcome what I had
despite what you had done.
Didn't sweep, though, so you jinxed it. You're not out of the doghouse.
Well, how about Doug? He just said they were going to sweep the Predators now. So he jinxed
that. Yeah, have fun with that.
This is all on me.
Here are your Stanley Cup odds per the great people at Bovada. Capitals plus 350, so they're the favorite. Penguins plus 425. Plus 550 are the Ducks. Plus 550 are the Oilers. It's kind of surprising. Plus 650, the Blues. Plus 700, the Predators. Plus 800, the Rangers. And plus 1,000, the Ottawa Senators.
They've become America's team, don't you think?
I do feel that way.
I don't think I buy those odds. I think the Blues and the Predators are playing about as well as anybody right now.
Well, I don't know how you can argue with them. I don't know anybody can say that anybody's playing better than the Predators when they beat top team in the West and beat them in the manner that they did. But we've seen that before in the Stanley Cup playoffs, where a team just goes absolutely right through a team, then has to sit out a few days. Now, granted, the Predator, when did the Predators eliminate the Blackhawks? Was that Friday night, if I'm not mistaken?
It was sometime around then. Yeah.
Right. Might have been Thursday. But either way, then they have to sit out for a few days, and then they look like a different team. The last time the Blues swept a series, if I'm correct on this, was 2001 against the Stars. Very good team. You know who they had on that team, Doug?
The little ball of hate.
Yes! Yeah. That's what I was thinking of, although they had Ed Belfour as well.
Oh, sure they did, yeah.
And it was Ken Hitchcock's team, and the Blues swept them. And you're like, yes, finally. And then you're going into playing Sakic, and everybody was all excited about Ray Bourque finally getting a chance after so many years and not really even coming close with the Boston Bruins. And now he had been traded to the Avalanche, and this was going to be his final year. And then right before the series starts, Peter Forsberg has some kind of surgery that keeps him out for the entire series.
Spleen?
Yeah, I think that's what it was.
Spleen.
And you're going, yes, the Blues just swept the Stars. Forsberg's out.
Finally, that spleen.
Here we go.
Exploded.
And then that Roman Turek.
Pay attention, Roman. They're shooting from center ice.
He snagged him, just like he did against the Sharks the year before. So what I'm telling you is you just don't know. But that Pekka Rinne has been pretty damn good for a long time. I truly, don't get me wrong, Blues and Blackhawks would have been awesome. You really can't go wrong. But maybe I'll be proven wrong on this thing, but I really think that this series is going to be some damn good theater. Because I think there's going to be some crap, as the great Tony La Russa would say, which gets people fired up. I think that fan base in Nashville, Smashville as the kids call it, pretty intense. You know, there'll be some Blues fans making their way down to Nashville on Sunday, and I would imagine some Predators fans will make their way up here, at the very least for Friday's game. And then you have a game 5 on Friday in St. Louis. How do you do, Jack?
I mean, it's a history. Obviously, hockey is just tied into the history of the city of Nashville. You think Nashville, you think NHL hockey.
It's a hotbed. It's where hockey started. It's right down there in mid-Tennessee.
And it doesn't matter what the matchup is, honestly, in the NHL playoffs. It's really fun to watch because it's so intense every second of every game. It's a far cry from the regular season.
Doug, it's Raymond Bourque. It's from the 314.
Okay, yeah. Well, I never brought his name up, but it is nice to know that it was Raymond Bourque.
You called him Nick Bourque, didn't you?
I didn't.
Tim, what are the odds that the New York Rangers or Ottawa win the East? Good question. I happen to have that information. Rangers plus 350, Ottawa plus 500. Both the Blues and Predators are plus 300 to win the West. Ducks and Oilers are both plus 240.
I get the feeling that the St. Louis fan base is very bullish on their team and feel very confident going into the series, but my guess is that they're already picking Ottawa as a plan B to root for.
Yeah, I've already booked some flights on Southwest to Ottawa. If I had to pick in the East, I would go with the Penguins. The Washington Capitals are Cubs-esque to me.
I hope it's them, though. I'd rather watch Oshie and Shattenkirk and Ovechkin, and the Penguins have had their time.
Well, there you go, dismissing the Senators again.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to dismiss the Senators once and for all. I'm going to do it right now.
So Blues sweep of the Predators, and the Senators are getting dismissed.
Yes. Yes, all that's going to happen.
The Senators are going on a recess. Use that for a promo. It'll be good.
I would love to see a Blues and Capitals Stanley Cup final.
For Oshie and Shapdeuses?
I've overlooked Nashville, the Sharks. Sorry. Or the Ducks, or whoever the hell they're going to play.
What are you talking about now?
Would you have to go to Edmonton?
I don't know.
I heard the trepidation in your voice as you thought about it for the first time.
I've never been to Edmonton. I don't know if we'd go or not.
If you take a look at Edmonton on a map, and I realize most people have never done this.
No.
You go, holy crap, is that far up there?
Yeah.
I hadn't done that. I started at KMOV, and it was supposed to be the Blues and Oilers in that series where Roman Turek unfortunately decided to...
not pay attention.
Correct.
Right.
And right at the end, it wound up being the Sharks instead of the Oilers, and I had just started, and I was going on the trip, And I had never been further west than Lawrence, Kansas. And so I wasn't really well traveled as a young South City kid. And I'm looking, I'm going, where is Edmonton and Alberta? I wonder how far. And then I looked at a map and I go, oh my God, it's like close to like that thing that's above like the lower provinces. Like, is it like the Yukon territory or something like that? I mean, it's yeah. a whole thing. And you don't realize it until you take a look at a map and go, oh my God.
Close once
you
to
go
the Arctic Circle?
Once you go above Edmonton, there's just not a whole lot doing. I guess theoretically it's on the lower half of Alberta, but as far as like cities above Edmonton, I mean, it's like an empty map.
Well, why wouldn't it be? Who would want to live there?
Well, I'm just telling you, I had no idea, because when you travel around domestically, you know, usually you're within, you know, you can, you're in the air, you can almost see a city damn near anywhere if you're looking on a 360 degree, and there, holy moly. So it's looks like it's maybe a couple hours north of Calgary. And Doug, your favorite place, which is Banff?
Oh, Banff. Yeah, that's right there in the Calgary region. It's a great ski resort, Banff.
I've been to Edmonton and I can't remember anything. I can't remember anything.
Home of the Rexall Center, I believe, but they got a new arena now.
I always wonder how these cities got started in the first place.
The shrub trade.
Well, I don't... Why lots of people would say, yeah, let's live up there by the Arctic Circle. And this is, you're going back hundreds of years. Life is hard enough there now with indoor plumbing, electricity, and good cars. What must it have been like 200 years ago?
Gretzky, Messier, Grant Fuhr.
That's not that long ago.
It starts this way.
What are you doing up there?
There's something that they're known for that they produce, and then people go there because that generates the economy. For example, in Edmonton, as you guys know, they used to produce, I think, 70% of the world's tangerines.
That's correct.
I don't think so.
72%.
I don't think that's right. Check that. Attention to detail is important. They have oil up there, but that wasn't that big 200 years ago, was it?
Tangerines before.
Tangerine, they wouldn't grow there.
They were planting tangerine trees, and then they struck oil, and then they ditched the tangerine.
I'm going to have to look into that.
Well, maybe we ought to do a remote.
I don't know how you could even live in Minnesota. I lived there for a while. It's horrible.
What if you meet a lesbian like the Viking Queen?
That wouldn't affect me at all. I mean, it's winter fair from the middle of October to like now. What are you doing up there?
No offense. You're as white as white gets. I think you'd be fine in Minnesota.
Well, I was fine.
You're
there.
Nordic.
The people are
great.
You're
made from strong stock. You can hold up to the
You are element. Made from strong stock, sir.
I was carved out of executive timber.
You just grab yourself a partner and then do television. You'd be fine in Minnesota.
It's true. I'm neat people, but I do not want to live somewhere where it's 6 or 7 months of winter. And I'm talking major league winter. I have no interest in that at all.
Right now I'm envisioning you with the, not real fur, but the parka with the faux fur around the hood.
And Run DMC would wear these.
You would look adorable in that.
Well, I look cute in all kinds of outfits.
You could do a live shot outside an Oilers game, say, in the middle of the cold, not know what's going on in the game, but still do a live shot, but in a park.
Yeah, will you be outside the Scott Trade Center at 10:25 on Friday night while there's an overtime being played behind you?
Very possibly. Very possibly, yes. Yeah, that is on the table. But I would look totes adorable. If I were out there in a park, I'm just telling you, as a citizen, I'm not interested in living in that kind of climate. I'm just not.
Guys, people in New York say the same thing about people who live in St. Louis. It's from Steve in Wildwood.
Maybe they do, but
I'm from New York and I like St. Louis.
And you know wings because you're from New York.
Yeah, I
would imagine
better than anyone in this room.
Imagine the weather between here and New York is not that different as it is between here and Minnesota.
It's supposed to rain pretty hard there tonight.
In New York?
Right.
And it won't
be raining
here.
New York gets cold,
right.
It gets hot. You know what? In St. Louis, it gets cold, it gets hot.
Right.
And you know what? People are pretty much the same anywhere you go. They might have an accent. They might be a little more gruff in some parts of the country, but people are all the same.
Well, that makes them different if they're gruff.
Not really. It's what's in the heart. You
guys,
know.
Edmonton was created by Mo Green's grandfather, Chad Green. He was a fur trader that later became a casino owner when he amassed his great fortune that would one day go to his grandson, Mo. Is that true?
I don't think it's
true. I thought
true.
Mo They're Green was a fictitious character.
Yeah, he was. They're making it up.
I think there's something to it.
That's kind of fascinating. Plowboy, could you tell the listeners about Garrison's Plowboy? People are calling and saying, hey, I don't really care for the host of the show, but that board op I like, and I'd like him to do my spot. And that's what's happened here.
What do you got on Garrison's, buddy?
Oh, yeah, I'm here. Sorry, I'm going to try to respond. Yeah, I'm a huge fan. I'm really a country boy. I like to canoe. I like to fish. I like to do all that stuff. You can do it all at Garrison's River Resort in Steelville, your summer getaway destination for rafting, canoeing, camping, and much more, Doug. Don't feel like packing a bunch of food and supplies? Well, that's fine. They have their barbecue splash package, and let them do the cooking for you. Make your reservation for Garrison's River Resort 2 weeks in advance and receive 20% off your camping when you mention 590 The Fan. Book online at garrisonscanoe.com or give them a call at 1-800-367-8945. That is Garrison's River Resort.
Very nice.
20% off.
Sounds like big fun.
20% off just by mentioning KFNS.
Yeah, me, Cuck, Reef, Mace Dog, the gang, Rick Nog, all going out there somewhere.
You are going down there?
Oh, yeah.
We should get the morning show crew to do that together just for fellowship.
I think it would be good. And like team a building. Work retreat.
I'm not going camping.
Doug wandered off into the woods and we didn't see him for a while. Uh-oh.
I'm not going camping with you guys. I'm just not.
We'll share a tent.
I'm just not going camping with yous.
Before you go camping, make sure that your skin is soft. And you can do so with Harry's razors. For decades, one big razor company has relentlessly increased prices and reaped immense profits at the expense of their customers. Harry's knew there was only one way to ensure quality, so they bought their own factory by taking less profit and selling directly to you over the internet. Harry's offers their blades at half the price, just $2 a blade, compared to the $4 or more you'll pay at the drugstore. Great news, Harry's is so confident you will love their blades, they're giving you their set for free. Just cover shipping. Your free trial set includes Truman Set Ergonomic Handle, 5 precision engineered blades with lubricating strip and trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel, and a travel blade cover and post-shave balm. That's an $18 value for you to try, but this offer is only available for our listeners if you use the promo code INSIDESTL at harrys.com when you check out. Start getting a great shave right now with this amazing free trial offer. Nothing to lose. $18 value for free. Just cover the shipping. To get your free trial set, including a handle, blade, shave gel, and post-shave balm, go to harrys.com, harrys.com right now and enter code INSIDESTL. Check out. That's harrys.com, promo code INSIDESTL. Don't wait. Get started with Harry's today. Don't wait. Get started with Harry's today.
All right. All right, now would be a good time to get started with Harry's.
Yeah, get your skin smooth before our camping trip.
I don't have a real thick beard, but I bet Harry's would it'd make short work of my little whiskers. Smooth.
So what do? We get a bunch of rafts and we hold hands, we link arms, and we giggle as we float down the river? That sounds like fun.
Sure.
We don't have to hold hands.
We'll link arms.
We don't even have to link arms.
Fellowship.
Why not?
When was the last time you went on a float trip?
Never have.
You've never been on a float trip?
Never been.
You have any interest in going?
Yeah, sounds like fun. Something my kid would want to do, I'd be in.
Go with the Plowhawk and Mace and Rickenaw.
And my son?
Yeah.
I mean, we're just going to do a little camp style, you know, just chill, hang out, s'mores, hot dogs, brats, the works.
You're going to pitch a big tent, are you?
Oh, a huge tent.
Clip that off. Clip them both off.
And what are you going to do in the times when you're not eating?
Probably play fetch with the dog, roll up a couple beesies and walk around and just enjoy nature.
Doug, a couple beesies?
You don't need to know what that is.
You're going
to
roll up a couple beesies.
It'll probably be 75, 80 degrees in the evening.
Oh, yeah. Just,
you don't even need a sleeping bag.
What about looking for arrowheads? That seems like fun.
Yeah, like skipping rocks, too. Maybe look for crawfish.
Sweet. That'll kill about 15 minutes. Skip a couple rocks, look for an arrowhead, don't find one.
Look at your watch.
Welcome back, Sir Scroat. That's from A Tool Belt for Daddy.
Sir Scroat? I'll be darned.
Doug, let's go camping and role play making s'mores. Your butt cheeks can be the graham crackers and I can be the marshmallow and chocolate. Thanks. That's Mae Young's newborn hand.
All right, Mae Young's newborn hand has just been suspended. Just been suspended, a period of 2 days' time. I'm writing his name in the leather-bound suspension log. What am I writing it with? Well, a Wright Business Products pen. They make fine ink pens with your business name on them. Allow me to do the paperwork here.
I had a feeling that if you wanted to play last night, because I couldn't believe that they had to do this, that the Blue Jays under and or the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim rolls off the tongue would be two very good plays because the Blue Jays are coming to St. Louis so many 4.5 hours away. They got done playing last night, if you just time it out, starting the game at 9, average game, we'll call it 3 hours, a little less than that, but let's say they wrap up at 12, get to, what would they be flying out of?
John Wayne,
mm-hmm. In Orange County, and getting to St. Louis around, at that point, 6:30 or 7 this morning, for real, and then have to play a game. And so I thought to myself, I know the psychology. I have a feeling the boys might just try and get her over with as quickly as possible and then head to St. Louis, especially considering the Blue Jays aren't off to the hottest of starts.
No.
And sure enough, 2-1 your final score.
However, I was looking at the score.
Oh, so you were thinking the same? Yeah. Because you do this traveling, so you right. know the kind of
and
deal with this.
I was ready to go to bed, and I think they were like in the third or fourth inning or something. And I'm thinking, boy, that's going to be a rough turnaround for
them. So those guys will just sleep probably till 2 in the afternoon?
Maybe report late and to then, the ball yard.
Yeah.
Alas, the game was 3 hours and 2 minutes. Now, the Blue Jays did their best because the pitcher for the Jesse Chavez, is that how he pronounces his name?
That's close enough.
Because ever since J.C. Chazet came along with NSYNC, I hesitate to say what I think it's when it's that V-E-Z. I would assume it's Chavez, but J.C. Chazet, remember him? Really cute, beautiful blue eyes with NSYNC?
I don't. Well, if you're
Of course, we all do, Tim.
Thank you.
If you're not Tim McKirkin, this right. guy can be Chavez.
Thank you.
Chavez, we don't care.
It doesn't really strike out a lot of hitters, but last night somehow was able to strike out 7 members of the Toronto Blue Jays in 6 innings of work. I don't know how that happened, but the Blue Jays only were able to put up 1 run, and they probably are making their way on a bus to a hotel to go to bed now and then go and play the Cardinals this evening in about 8-9 hours.
I always, when you say something, believe me, I pay attention
right.
to it. And you're big on the getaway days being quick games. You always say...
Not all. But when you're on the West Coast and you got to fly to the Midwest... And you have that time adjustment, there's just some logic that kicks in.
And sometimes things creep up in a game that make it go on and on. But I'd say for the most part, I think you're right. They tend to be a little quicker, mm-hmm. not always.
Yeah, this one wasn't really that quick for a three-run game. It'd be 3 hours. But the Blue Jays did their best.
But to say they're going to be quick would be to say that the players don't care?
I am saying that they just go up there with maybe a more aggressive approach at the plate. That's what I'm saying.
I guess. If I was a player, I wouldn't want to give away my at-bats.
For example, it could be a 2-strike count, and you're like, I'm going to foul off 3 pitches.
They don't do that on purpose.
You know, they'll do that on a Friday night game.
They don't.
But on a Thursday afternoon game, they're not going to foul them off on purpose.
They don't.
Tim, Doug is the J.C. Chazet of TMA, but you're Justin Timberlake, obviously, because you're the best. That's from Larry's Lozenge.
The Lemon's Gong is presented by a fellow by the name of Danny Schwartz. His insurance agency sells farmers insurance products in Columbia, Illinois. Danny is to insurance what Tim is to everything else. The best. Call or text 618-317-5027 with any insurance questions.
Send your emails in for the Hot Schwartz Shots email today, the morning after at InsideSTL.com. Free Lemmings lunch from Hot Shots and a pair of Cardinal field box tickets for this Friday night against the Reds. This weekend, the Cardinals host the Reds, and there are great giveaways every game, including a Martinez and Carpenter double bobblehead. Get your tickets now at cardinals.com/promotions. Now we get, again, the text inbox controversy. Seymour, that damn Hoffman changed my text name. I am the old mud boot. Can it please be changed? It's killing me. That's from Hannah's slouchy socks. So Hoffman went in and changed the old Mud Boots name to Hannah Slouchy Socks?
That's an allegation. Really? I don't think Hoffman is a guy that's going to do any of that.
I prefer the old Mud Boot.
It's a wonderful name, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. And is that a shot at our Hannah with the Slouchy Socks?
I don't know. I just don't know.
Okay.
Tim, I love your butt. That's from Ace Hole. See, this is good stuff.
Thank you, Schwartzy. You run a fine insurance agency over on the east side.
Larry Nickel about to join us, but Doug, before he does, could you tell our audience about Spas and More, another new sponsor here on the Ryan Kelly Morning After. We love welcoming new sponsors to the show. You know what we love even more? When they stick around, because that means our audience is supporting the sponsors.
Spas and More, that's right there by me in Sunset Hills.
Oh, there I am.
Yep. It's the Bi-State exclusive master spa dealer With over 20 years of experience now, Master Spas is the largest distributor of therapeutic spas and swim spas in the world, including the Michael Phelps line.
Wow.
If you want the best in anything that says swimming, Michael Phelps is it. They've got the Michael Phelps line, and it's all made in the USA. Spas and More has a 6,000-square-foot warehouse showroom in Sunset Hills with over 25 spas and swim spas on display. They sell, service, and deliver all of their products using factory-trained people with no third-party involvement. Financing is available, and they have over 50 spas and swim spas in stock for quick delivery and setup. Custom spa covers made for any size spa or swim spa. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. They're open 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, other times by appointment. Here's their website. I'm about to give it now.
Do it.
SpasAndMoreSTL.com. That's SpasAndMoreSTL.com. Check them out, Spas and More in Sunset Hill.
Very nice. Larry Nickel about to join us. We'll be joined by Derek Gould in the 8 o'clock hour. Cardinal reporter for the Post-Dispatch and 590 The Fan. And Chris Mason, the former Blues goalie and Predators studio analyst. I am fired. I'm fired up because it's perfect. It's perfect. They're 7 o'clock games. Two cities that I think will be really fired up for this thing. And I think you're going to see some damn good hockey. Doug, two of the three home games in St. Louis, at least to start the series, are Friday nights.
Yeah.
And if it goes to a Game 7, God bless. You can't argue with a Game 7, and that Game 7 would be at home. And we saw how intense the Game 7 was with the Blues and Blackhawks last year in the first round.
Mm-hmm.
So it's I love the way this thing sets up. See, of course, how it plays out, but it sets up for a damn good series. We'll talk that over with Chris Mason. Get the Nashville perspective as well. Make sure you send your emails in. Like I said, we're giving away a pair of Cardinal Field Box tickets for this Friday night against the Reds. So that should bring out some of the great emailers, plus a free Lemmings lunch from Hot Shots. It's the Hot Shots email of the day. Predator, we're going to welcome in the wonderful Larry Nickel with his WWE recap.
This is WWE superstar Daniel Bryan. It's now time for your WWE wrestling recap with our
590 The Fan
wrestling insider, Larry Nickel, brought to you by Jim Hayes Enterprises on the Ryan Kelly Morning After.
Yes! Yes! Yes!
Yep, there it is. Pyrotechnics and everything. Good morning, Larry.
Good morning, guys. What's up?
Well, what's the good word? And let me tell you something. I was impressed with the video I saw of you walking in Dale Alcorn's Power of the Giraffe 5K over the weekend in Alton, Jack.
Yeah, I want to, before I do my recap, I want to say another thank you to Timothy Michael McCurdin and the staff at 590 The Fan, KFNS, 1000AZ2, and InsideFL.com.
And why a thank you?
Because you guys were a sponsor of the Power of the Giraffe 5K that I did this past Saturday with Chrissy Runnergill.
Huh. Well, that's nice.
And I would like to say another thank you to the title sponsor of this fine presentation.
Yeah, who's that?
Sense Alive, Reed.
Brian Kelly.
Okay.
Hug. It's coming.
Which, by the way, if you want to get your home loan refinance, take care of your personal mortgage index.
Right. Intech.
You need to get in touch with Ryan Kelly. And there's three ways you can do it.
It's good advice.
Telling you this
first
isn't on the books.
You can go visit him at his Kelly little headquarters on Brentwood Boulevard in Brentwood, Missouri.
Mm-hmm.
That's only if you live in the St. Louis metropolitan area.
Very nice.
Or if you want to call him, his number is 314-781-9700. Or if you live outside the St. Louis metropolitan area, he has a website that I'll give you to right now. TheHomeLoanExpert.com, Ryan Kelly, Home Loan Expert, LLC.
Got it.
I was with Ryan yesterday at the ballpark doing a little spot, and he's still recovering from hernias.
Yeah, how about that?
I mean, he can't lift much. He's got the motor, so he's still going anyway, but they cut him open pretty good. But he's on the road to recovery, big old scar.
Larry, last night, just really kind of unbelievable with what happened on the WWE show.
I missed a program. What happened, Larry?
There was something with wrestling.
We did take a listen, Doug.
Ladies and gentlemen,
My tag team partner has a flair for the dramatics, but understand that he is a big star, and you two are in deep, deep trouble. Ladies and gentlemen, please get up out of your seats for my tag team partner! My tag team partner!
Well, that was dramatic. Who missed his cue there, Larry?
Okay, here's the whole spiel.
All right.
Right.
Kurt Angle, who's new Raw general manager, told The Miz that he has a tag team match against Chris Jericho, who The Cat interviewed the day of the Extreme Rules interview back in 2013. And, of course, Dean Ambrose, who is the current reigning defending Intercontinental Champion, who I had the privilege of interviewing.
Of course.
And they were supposed to take on The Miz, a tag team partner of his choice.
Very nice.
And as you heard in the clip, his tag team partner didn't come out right when Miz said, and my tag team partner is.
Right.
So it turned out to be a 2-on-1 handicap match until his tag team partner came out, which happens to be Bray Wyatt, who is taking on Sami Zayn and current reigning defending WWE World Heavyweight Champion Randy Orton at the Raw Exclusive Pay-Per-View Payback in a House of Horrors match.
Oh, my word. What is that?
Shout at the Girl Next Door contest.
No, it's not Horrors. It's H-O-R-R-O-R-S.
Oh, horrors.
O-R-S.
Yeah. Yeah, it was hard to differentiate, to be honest.
Right. That's what they call a homophone, Doug. You know that? Is that a homonym or a homophone? Larry, is that a homonym or a homophone?
I got a homonym.
Right.
Don't you think that the House of Horrors match would be more entertaining? They could probably sell that at a pay-per-view. Oh, but you go ahead, Larry.
Well, we don't know what type of match it is.
Right.
And we probably won't know until Bellatrix.
Right.
Okay, well, that's exciting. They're going to keep us waiting right up until bell time before we know.
Well, but I'll bet it'll be horror-filled.
Nice dropping.
Some matches are. You wait until bell time to find out what type of match it is.
Gotcha. All right.
Really? Is that true?
So Bray Wyatt can keep Randy Orton guessing on what type of match it is.
So that they do that so that the writers have extra time to come up with a scenario?
Oh, God, no.
That's probably what it is.
I was just asking a question.
Well, how would your strategy change just if it was a different match?
Well, you have no strategy if you don't know what type of match it is.
Right.
And then it was going to be a dumpster match like there was earlier in the night with Kalisto and Braun Strowman, which, by the way, the last dumpster match that was on any type of WWE programming was back at the 2000 King of the Ring, which was a handicap KO5 dumpster match between the Dudley Boys and X-Pac, Road Dogg, Jesse James, and Torrey, which, by the way, those three competitors won by putting the Dudley Boys in a dumpster.
You know, I hung out with X-Pac at Hedo.
You did?
Yeah. He was in the hot tub with his wife.
Xbox?
X-Pac.
X-Pac. I thought you said you took an Xbox to Hedo.
No. X-Pac and his wife were hanging out in the hot tub with
Very
his wife.
Very nice.
There you go, Larry.
Hey, Ziggy.
Cue the texts.
Were they interested in you joining them in one of the more popular MMFs scenario?
Off. Get that if you would.
No, what I found interesting is he's even though he's a wrestler, he's a world-class athlete, keeps himself in shape. Mm-hmm. When I asked him how he was enjoying Jamaica, he said, the pot is great. I'm a little disappointed in the mushrooms.
Did he?
Yes.
Huh.
Okay. Also, as Tim announced on the Fan Pin, the Fan Pin has a new sponsor.
Who's that?
Kevin Hebert.
Brother Hebert to you,
okay.
Doug.
Brother Hebert, right.
Are you recapping what's already been...
Recapped.
Recapped?
Well, I want to do another line read before I do my top five countries in the world.
All right, and one there's been quite a bit of a call for Gabe Kaplan to appear in the top five. This
I want to hear from Bill's hole.
That's a nice
Gabe
hole.
Kaplan
Bill.
Would like to be on that top five. But go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead, Larry.
But anybody who wants to get insurance on their home after they get their own refinanced by Ryan Kelly, or life insurance, or insurance on their automobiles, or Tim's whip in some cases.
Right. Yeah. Anybody like to insure my car?
Just in some cases.
You have to go see Kevin Aber.
Yep. You do. You do.
And he works for Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Does he? All right.
And in order to get a hold of him, just like Ryan Kelly, I have two ways to get a hold of him.
When are you Ryan, gonna... you had three, but go ahead.
I know. I gotta get the address now, too. So I'm doing an online copy off of the top of my head.
Okay.
You have to call him at 636-536-4140, extension 56871.
A lot of numbers.
I know. You need a question, Doug.
Okay.
I know you're a number cruncher, right?
Not really.
You need to be.
Well, I should be, yeah.
But anyway, get him at my library.
Okay.
And there's another way you can get all of him.
How's that?
You live outside of the St. Louis metropolitan area. You need to go to libertymutual.com/Kevin-Aber.
How do you spell Aber?
H-E-B-E-R-T.
Got it.
Okay. Like Bobby Aber, Doug, remember?
Or Hebert.
Right. Hey, Larry, do you have the top five countries in the world at your disposal?
Yes, I do.
All right, here we go, Doug. This is it.
And I got a couple honorable mentions before I go to the top five.
Right.
And they are Gabe Kaplan.
Not in the top five. Marching orders ignored.
I know, but I'm going to text from somebody. And the other honorable mention, Moberly, Missouri.
Moberly, Missouri.
The influence of Bestel is upon us.
Uh-huh. They got a junior college and a prison there.
Okay, now the top five countries in the world.
Okay.
Think Bill's hole's in there this week?
Could be.
Number five, Israel.
Okay. Five.
Number four, Jerusalem. I don't want to know about Bill's holes. Number three.
This battle's through.
Oakville, Missouri.
Oakville is in Illinois.
Right.
Okay, Oakville, Illinois.
There you go.
Number two, Paul Reiser.
Oh, I like it. Number two. He's never been number two, I don't think.
And well, number one. Yeah, that's at number one.
Talking to you, Plowboy.
Yes! Yes!
Yeah, a little disappointing that Bill's hole, Doug, didn't even get honorable mention considering the traction. But nonetheless, really nice work today, Larry.
Thank you. And I got to say my pre-show and halftime. I don't want to know about Bill's holes.
No. I gotta say, his Facebook Raw, if and when we do get to it, it is glorious.
Yep, he had another big night last night. Doug, 2 minutes. We have 2 minutes of audio
on his Facebook Live.
Yeah, and then we also have Keisha Gray did an Ask Me Anything. You ever do an Ask Me Anything?
No.
AMA on Reddit.
No.
And it was about an hour and a half. And Iggy and I watched that on Friday night to give you an idea of where we are.
You got together to watch someone else's Facebook Live?
Nah, I was sitting on me couch. Anna Marie was out and about, and what was I doing? I was playing poker, eating Steak and Shake, and watching an hour and a half Keisha Gray Ask Me Anything. Oh. So if there is anyone who still thinks I am one of the cools, I hope that immediately answers just how fascinating I am.
Well, if you did it, it's cool, Tim.
Steak and Shake was good, though. Steak and Shake was good.
Fries, if they could just do it. Give me an option. Can you imagine if they got potato wedges?
Ooh, if they got crinkle cuts, just giving you the option. Yeah, would you like crinkle cuts?
What about tots?
I'd love tots too, baby. I'd love tots too, baby. Larry, God bless you, and God bless these United States of America.
Yeah, God bless America.
All right, thank you,
Nixie.
I thought
he was going to do another 20 live reads, and I was able to get out of it. Sweet. Derek Gould, 8:30. Chris Mason, former Blues netminder, also is with the Predators, and now he's the Predators studio analyst. He is coming up at 9:20. Yeah, we have some of this audio from this Keisha. Did you watch the Keisha Gray Ask Me Anything, Doug?
I didn't see any of it, Tim. No.
Okay, well, then you're going to get update. on what happened.
All right.
So we'll have that. And I guess Larry did this. He does these Facebook lives before the show, during the show, and then after the show. And then also we'll hear from the Canadian Prime Minister.
Why?
Really?
Well,
Trudeau?
Yeah, that's right.
Why?
I guess because of the senators.
The senators?
Yeah. America's team.
Right.
The senator's getting together with Trump. He's called all 100 of them.
No. The Ottawa.
Ottawa senators.
That's right. Design Air, the sponsor of the 7 o'clock hour. Are you on board with this show? I mean, the thing's been on since 2004, and Doug is approaching his 10th anniversary with this show. What are we going to do for that?
Jubilee is called for.
What are we going to do for that?
I don't know that anything is required.
I think we drink beer out of a wooden cup and call it a jubilee.
I like that idea, sir. A chalice, we'd call it. The program is really built around the sponsors, and so if you can support them, we can keep doing the show. If you don't support the sponsors, damn it, we'll just have to shut it down is what we'll have to do. We don't want to do it, but we would if you don't support the sponsors. Make sure you're supporting the sponsors, and Design Air is the number one train dealer in Missouri. Seth Goldkamp and his family have been to my house, have been to Doug's house, owner-operators, and really care about their customers. They have technicians with an average of 26 years of experience. Make sure that your air conditioning is ready for the warm weather that is upon us and the hot St. Louis summer that is coming. Make sure that they come out and check it out for you. Make sure you listen to TMA when you call in, as Design Air is now donating a portion of all sales from our audience to Three Little Birds for Life. It's 314-739-1600, 314-739-1600, or visit designairservice.com. Design Air, the number one train dealer in the Midwest. It's hard to stop a train. So much still to come, including Derek Gould, Chris Mason, and this Keisha Gray. Ask me anything. I want to make sure we get to. It's all coming your way. It's the Ryan Kelly Morning After on 590 The Fan KFNS, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios.